consider his words. Consider his words. Consider his words.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. And we hope you'll stay with us today as we consider His Word. We're beginning a new series today. We've been talking before about how I'm not ashamed of the gospel, but today we're going to look at why the gospel is good news. You know, the word gospel literally means good news. Don't you like good news? I tell you, I get so discouraged sometimes listening to the news on the radio or on the television, and I just turn it off for a few weeks, and I think, I've just had enough. And, oh, you know, I keep track of a few things, but I just get so tired of all the bad news we're hearing. Aren't you ready for some good news, the good news of the gospel? Paul wrote to the people at Corinth about it. We're going to be studying it in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And if you have a Bible or have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find it and join us today as we open the Bible and study His Word. I'd also like to encourage you to go look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. www.considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find a number of things there. On the main page, the first thing you'll see is a little blue button where you can contribute to this ministry if you'd like to. If God would lead you to do that, we would appreciate it so much. This program is listener-supported. We're not supported by any particular church or denomination or anything like that, just by our listeners. And so we'd appreciate it if you could do like that, or you can send us a check, however you'd like to do that. At the website, though, even more important to us, is a link that says Contact Us. If you'll click on that, you can send us a little note and tell us where you're hearing the broadcast today. Send us an address, and we'll send you one of our little prayer journals. Now, this is just a little notebook that fits into your shirt pocket or a coat pocket, easily fits into a purse. I take mine with me to church on Wednesday night when we have prayer meeting, and I write down the prayer requests in my prayer journal. I keep track of them, and oh, what a blessing it is to go back into that prayer journal and see where God has answered prayers. And so the prayer journal is free. You simply write to us. There's no obligation. I'm not going to send you a bunch of letters about sending us money. I'm not going to send you a bunch of emails. I get so frustrated with that myself when I try to help out a ministry. And then for the next 3 years, I get a letter from them just about every week. I'm not going to do that to you. And so you can do it through the website. Contact us that way. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can simply write to us. Let me give you our address. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Once again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. Now the zip is 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Paul was writing to the church at Corinth. This was a messed up church. But he was encouraging them about the gospel. I want you to listen to what he said in chapter 15, beginning in verse 1. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you've believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." He said, this is the gospel. I declare unto you the gospel. He said, which I preached unto you. He had been obedient in taking the gospel to them. Now, the word gospel means good news, and Paul clearly defined what he was talking about. You know, many have given a whole new meaning to the word gospel. And I wonder what would happen if you went maybe downtown and asked people, what is the gospel? I wonder what kind of answers that you would get. I'm sure some would say it has something to do with being kind to each other, or with loving God, or maybe something to do with truth. But none of those are true. The gospel is simply the good news of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, how is that good news? It's good news because it's the way that God saves us, is by believing in the gospel. And Paul clearly defined it. He said, "Now I declare to you the gospel which I preached unto you, which you received and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, how that Christ died for our sins, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day," and he said all this was according to the scriptures. It was according to the Old Testament prophets. It said one day a Savior would come, a deliverer, the Messiah would come. And it was Jesus who died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. And it is our faith in the gospel, he said here, by which you are saved. In a few chapters before this, Paul said to them that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And it's our faith in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ by which we are saved. Now, Paul told them, he said, it's the gospel that I preach to you. This is what he came to tell them about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. It's an interesting thing when you read the book of Acts, when they preach, every time they preach the resurrection. They didn't preach a lot about heaven. They didn't preach a lot about spending time with Jesus. They talked about the resurrection, that Jesus rose from the dead. And it's through that gospel, faith in that gospel, by which we are saved. And so he was very clear to them. Now they had believed it. He said, wherein ye have received, he said, which also ye received, and wherein ye stand. They had received the gospel. They had heard him preach it. And many of the people there at Corinth had gotten saved, had trusted Christ. Now we have to be careful, because there are many who try to change the gospel. They'll change it by limiting it, by saying the gospel is not for everyone. It's only for certain nationalities, or some churches said it was only for certain races, and only for certain people that God chooses. And I believe God opens the gospel to everyone that would come to him. You know, some have tried to add to the gospel. You know, they did that in the New Testament. Soon after the gospel was being preached, there were some Jews that had gone around and say, well, it's great to be saved and it's great to trust Christ, but you have to be a Jew first. They had a whole council meeting about that and decided that that's not necessary. I'm glad that that's not true, that you don't have to be a Jew before you can be saved. And so they added to the gospel. Some would try to add works to the gospel and say, well, you know, it's good to be saved, but you got to keep it. You got to keep the Ten Commandments. You got to obey the golden rule. And they'll add all kinds of things to the gospel. Many have added things like baptism and the Lord's Supper. You know, these are important things, and I don't want to discount them. And Jesus told us to do them. They're ordinances of the church, but they are not the gospel. The gospel, again, is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some have added to it things like the Lord's Supper and church membership. You got to go through a whole series of steps. No, it's all by faith, by trusting Christ as your Savior. Some try to take away from the gospel and saying, no, there's no resurrection. And you may have heard that. No, there's no resurrection. And they'll say, you know, his death doesn't really mean anything. It's just, you just got to be a good person. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that we must recognize that before God, we are sinners. I like the way Isaiah said it when he saw the Lord. He said, I'm undone. I'm finished. There is no other hope outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so when we believe the gospel, we can be saved. And now try to take away from it. Take away resurrection. Take away atonement. Take away faith. Paul had something to say about this, about people who had changed the gospel over in Galatians chapter 1. I want to read a few verses over there before we finish up today. In Galatians chapter 1, Paul now was writing to the church of Galatia. And, you know, some had come to them and had tried to give them another gospel and another way to be saved. But Paul wrote this to them. He said, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Then he said, but though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Verse 9, as we said before, so say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which you have received, let him be accursed. The gospel is not that difficult. We have made it so complicated by taking things away from it or adding things to it, telling people to jump through all kinds of hoops before they can be saved. But Paul was very clear. We go back to 1 Corinthians 15. He said it so plainly. I'm going to read it again. He said, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And in 1 Corinthians 15, he goes on to tell how many people saw the Lord after he had risen from the dead. I hope you have a clear understanding of what the gospel is. Don't add anything to it. There's great consequences. Paul said, if anybody adds to the gospel, if they pervert the gospel of Christ, let them be accursed. The gospel, the death, burial, resurrection of Christ. And I hope your faith is in that and in that alone, and that you are following him, you're trusting him, and that today you well, trust Christ as your own Savior. If you never have, put your faith in him. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word.
Consider his word.